Good evening. Welcome to the program. This is the Paranormal 360. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Tonight, Abducted and Evidence of Alien Encounters. My guest is Haley Allison Ramsey. Abducted, marked, changed forever. For Haley Allison Ramsey, alien encounters isn't just one of these eerie lights in the sky or lost time. The proof is in the scars, the unexplainable implants, and the haunting memories that refuse to fade. What was taken from her, and more importantly, what was left behind, and why? Haley's story is an unusual twist to the fabric of our reality. She's here for us. If you missed the first hour of the show, make sure you check out the podcast. You can check out all of the podcasts from the WCCO archives. Just go to WCCORadio.com, click on podcast. You can find mine, Paranormal 360. Listen to hour one, catch up. And for those of you that have been a part of this already, welcome back to the program. In the last hour, we talked to Haley about a few of her abductions, a few of her earlier memories. We're leading into where things start to go a lot different than any story I've ever heard before. Haley, again, thank you so much for being here this evening.
Thank you for having me. And it's actually really refreshing to actually finally get to share this publicly, because it is a really unique story, and it's very different from any other abduction stories that I've heard. And there is one final story that I have to share with that same gray, right, that I had the first two encounters with, and this is the one that becomes a bit more bizarre.
Now, I want to, for people that are just tuning in, Haley talked about having three, I guess physical encounters is what it sounds like, but it's almost like a, was it an ethereal or a dream state? Was it actually a physical encounter? You're still even on the fence of exactly how these things played out.
Right. I can't for sure say one way or another. All I know that is at one point in time, it must have been physical, because I did receive a physical implant, which we'll talk about shortly.
Yeah.
And so I think that maybe these dreams that I had were some sort of screen memories or implanted memories to help me cope in some way with the traumatic experiences from the abductions, if that's what happened.
Almost as if they were doing more than what you're remembering. You're remembering sitting on the bumper of a UFO talking to an alien who's telepathically asking you questions. Is that to distract your mind from what physically these beings might be doing to you?
Absolutely. And because in the second encounter, again, Where I was then in a safe place, if you will, at my mom's old house, my childhood house, where then I felt I was in a safe place and I could hide in the bathroom and lock the door, and then the being couldn't come in because I did not give him my consent to come in. So then he left angry because I was refusing to speak to him. I was afraid of him by this point. Why? I don't know. I could not recall our conversations, but something that they were saying and doing to me, which I could not recall, was making me fearful. And the
shutting down.
Yes, absolutely. Right. I did not want anything to do with them.
Right.
But they were still communicating with me telepathically, which at this point in time, I didn't even know I was capable of doing. So in the third and final encounter, which was a few weeks later, I would say, this was the most strange one to me, because then again, I was in a place where I felt comfortable in this dream experience that I had. And again, it could have been some sort of, memory dream. I really can't tell you what it was. I don't know one way or the other, but all I can say is that I was at a friend's house. And again, I'm 13 years old at this point. I'm at a close friend's house and we're all playing outside. And all of a sudden, I look up in the sky and I see the craft coming again. And I get this sick feeling in my stomach because I knew that they were angry because I'd been avoiding them. And so I tell the kids that were playing outside, go inside the house, because I knew they could not come inside unless I gave them permission and I invited them in. Again, the theme of consent is a very strong one. So I get everybody inside, and my girlfriend, my friend Katie, she had this dog that was a Shiba Inu, I believe.
Okay.
And she was a very sweet dog. That was my friend's prized possession. Now, this was where it got creepy. We are all in the house. I hear the alien telepathically, the gray, telepathically asking me to come outside and speak to him. I said no. I was terrified of him. I said, no, I'm not doing it. Well, then all of a sudden, in comes running Asia, my friend Katie's little dog. And again, I'm 13 years old. The dog comes running in And then all of a sudden, this creepy little hybrid alien type dog comes running in and kills Asia, my friend's dog.
Wow.
Right in front of us. And it was like a violent display of, you know, okay, well, if you're not going to come and respond to us, things are going to get violent. Mm. And again, this is a dream that I'm remembering, but from each one, I'd wake up and it would be like I was being slammed back into my body. So I'm not sure if what kind of experiences these were, but I just know how intense and real they were. And they could have been false memories. They could have been implanted memories. I'm not sure what to make of them to this day. Can't tell you what they were. But within like the next week, my actual dog died.
Mm.
So that was a weird coincidence.
Yeah, very strange. Almost like a flex, like it's not as much of a dream as you think it is.
Right.
Bailey.
Right.
And do you remember how the dog passed?
Just I guess natural causes. She just one day died. I remember coming home from school and my mom and my dad said, you know, it was really strange. I came home from school. My mom and dad said, you know, to my little brother and I, kids, we want you to be able to say goodbye to Shelby. She's passed away. And she was an older dog, but there wasn't anything really wrong with her at the time. She just passed away, just out of the blue. So that was a pretty strange experience.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the week before I'd had this dream about my friend's dog dying. And then I come home from school and out of the blue, my dog's died. That really threw me for a loop. And it was almost like I felt that I was being punished for not responding in the way that they wanted me to. And I thought maybe it's a coincidence, maybe it's not connected at all. But I couldn't help but feel maybe there was something going on.
Were you open with your family about these dreams, these events that were happening to you?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not. At this point in time, I did not tell them about this.
How long after this third visit before you opened up to somebody in your family about what was going on?
So let me be completely blunt. My biological parents, who I was living with at the time, we didn't have a good relationship and they were actually abusive. And so when I referred to my dad, who was working in Area 51, John Ramsey, he was my grandfather who adopted me.
Gotcha.
So I ended up moving in with him and my grandmother when I was 15. So Clay and Lisa, my biological parents, are not in the picture. And so I never shared with them any of this. They were never aware of any of it. So it wasn't till later in life as a young adult that I shared these experiences with my mom and dad, my adopted mom and dad. And we jokingly talked about me having this alien implant because it was shortly after I had been experiencing those strange encounters and those dreams that I happened to notice while being at the beach playing with my friends. And one of my friends picks me up by the hips and goes to toss me into the water, but stopped because he felt something on the backside of just above my bum where I guess it's on the backside of where my ovaries would be. And he felt like a bump there. And he goes, oh, what's that? And I said, oh, what do you mean? What's that? And so I turned and I looked and there's some strange mass there. And I was so just shocked. We went and we looked and took a closer look and it appeared that there was an injection site. There was a huge hole there that looked like the size of a large needle. And there is all kinds of, it was a large cluster of something, some large bump, but it never hurt me. You know, I was 13 going on 14 at that point in time. So this is months after the abduction experiences that I thought maybe I had.
Right.
And this is when I started to get really freaked out. And I thought, at first I didn't think too much about it, but I thought, has that always been there? No.
We'll find out more about this and what she uncovered. Stay tuned. You're listening to Paranormal 360 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're back, the Paranormal 360. Good evening, Darklings. I'm Dave Schrader. And many of us have heard of tales of alien abductions. You've even heard of alien implants, these strange little metallic slivers that seem to appear just under the skin or deep into the dermal aspects of our physicality. And Roger Lear was a man that was kind of in the forefront of examining these, having them removed. Many have disappeared suspiciously. Some seem to be emitting almost radio signatures or radioactive activity. That's the type of scenario I've been familiar with, and most of you have been familiar with, these small chips that have been implanted within the human host. Tonight's story is unlike any you've probably ever heard before. And Haley Allison Ramsey, our guest, very brave, opening up, allowing her story to be heard so that there are others out there struggling with these situations that might feel like they don't have anybody that would believe them, or they don't know how to process what they've gone through and feel isolated and alone. You're not alone. And Haley's here to share her story with us. So, Haley, you're on the beach with your friend. He lifts you up to throw you in the water and feels a strange mass on your back hip area, right?
Correct, correct.
You notice then that there's this puncture wound, like a large gauge needle had been inserted into you at some point. And what are your initial thoughts on this? I mean, obviously, you don't just jump to this is alien in nature, right? Are you thinking, did I back into a nail? Did I do something I didn't notice? Walk me through your thought process.
You know, to be honest, at that point in time, I really didn't have any clue what to think. I was just genuinely really surprised. I thought, oh, well, that's really strange. And it didn't hurt. It didn't bug me. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of went on about my life and didn't worry too much about it. I thought, okay, well, if it starts causing pain, then I'll go in and have it looked at. And eventually, I think whenever I went in for a checkup, I showed it to a doctor, and the doctor said, oh, well, if it's not causing you any pain, it's not an issue. So that was probably
about it. So your doctor finds a mass on your hip that doesn't match anything else in you, and his thought is, if it doesn't bother you, don't mess with it.
Right, right.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah. It seemed a little bit of, you know, not
a little
too
dismissive.
Worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, seemed a bit dismissive. So life goes on, right? Mm-hmm. And years go by, still not bothering me, but of course, I was curious about it. And as I got to be a little older, we jokingly, my sister was super into ancient aliens. And mm-hmm. So she always would joke and say, oh, you know, your alien implant, blah, blah, blah. So it kind of became a running joke in my family that it was an alien implant. And then whenever
it's a running joke, but is in the back of your head going, what if this is an alien implant?
Maybe it's not so much of a joke.
Yeah, right.
So
up to this point, maybe they're dreams. Maybe your brain's trying to process something else in a way, and it's attaching itself to aliens. Maybe you still have this line of plausible deniability.
Right, right.
But now you've got a physical manifestation of something unusual.
Exactly.
All right. So continue, please.
So naturally, I was always curious about what this thing could have been.
Sure.
And I had started working with David Hatcher Childress from Ancient Aliens.
Sure.
And his wife. They were like mentors to me, and I traveled all over with them. And in 2018, I had gone to MUFON field investigator boot camp in Arizona.
And for new listeners, that's the Mutual UFO Network. That is individuals that are trained in the art of being able to investigate claims of UFO activity, where they will come out and interview eyewitnesses. They also then take that work beyond to see if there's any craft, known craft, that would have been in those areas at that time. They're trying to get to the bottom of those situations.
And for me, it was kind of therapeutic because I thought to myself, okay, well, the experiences I've had, I'm kind of curious to go and interact with other people and see if maybe there's any details that coincide with my experiences. So that's partially why I wanted to get involved with MUFON. So I remember being at the MUFON field investigator boot camp, and several of the other people there were talking about their own implants. Never in all these years that I'd had the implant had it ever bugged me, caused any discomfort or any pain.
Right.
One night we were down at the bar having drinks, and everybody starts talking about their implants. That night, I kid you not, it starts hurting.
Hmm.
Never had it ever started hurting before that. Well, I got on a plane. I flew home. I was only going to be home for a couple days, but it starts to swell a little bit. I decided I was going to go to urgent care because it was starting to get uncomfortable.
Sure.
And I had to be on a plane like the next day. I was going to work for, it was the Alien Con at Baltimore, I believe.
Okay.
So I was going to be going to meet David and Jen to go work with them there. And I thought, I just don't want to be in pain with all this travel and the work. So I went in and they told me that it was, you know, basically just a skin infection. And gave me some antibiotics, and I'm begging them. I was begging them, please just take this thing out. It's been there for years. It's obviously the source of this inflammation and this pain. Just take it out. And the woman who was working wasn't a doctor. She said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Here's some antibiotics, and it should start to go away within 48 hours. No.
Okay.
Did not happen. Did not help. Continued to get worse and worse and worse till it swole up to be about the size of a golf ball. And then my whole entire backside got to be so swollen. So I follow through with this event in Baltimore. And then when I come back, it is in such bad state. I show my mom the next morning and she goes, we're going to the emergency room. So we go into the local clinic in the small town we lived in. And they said, nope, you need to go to the hospital. We've called the general surgeon. We'll see you right now. So we go in.
Now, have they done an X-ray, an MRI, CT scan, anything?
No. They just said right now.
They looked at this thing and thought, this needs to be taken care of immediately.
Now.
Okay.
Yes, it needs to come out now. It was that bad. So we go to the general surgeon. We see him at the hospital in Jacksonville, Texas. And when we go in, he was not able to put me under because of the medication I was currently taking.
Okay.
So lucky me got to be fully aware for this exciting procedure, and my mom stayed present for the whole thing. I'm laying on my stomach. He gave me a local, but I don't numb easily, unfortunately. So when he cuts me open, part of us thought maybe it's some sort of cyst, and that's kind of what we expected it to
be. Right, sure.
And when he cut me open, there was no fluid. No fluid. When he cut me open, what he found was about 20 foreign bodies that were about the size of my little thumbnail. And he had to go even deeper than he expected. So about two and a half inches into my backside, where he found all of these foreign bodies. I remember my mom standing watching this whole thing. I'm just losing my mind because I can feel him digging around in there because the local didn't go deep enough.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was terrible. But I remember my mom said, what are those? He said foreign bodies. And he's plucking with these long forceps, plucking them out individually. And she said, what kind of foreign bodies? What are they? And he said, embryos.
Now, just so we set this proper, you said that where it was, you felt like it was on the opposite side of your ovaries. We're not talking internal ovaries. You're just saying physically on the body. Where the ovaries would be, this is kind of in your backside, but
behind the
ovary area. This mass shows up, continues to get worse, almost like you're thinking it's infected. They go in, and how many of – we only have a few seconds left in the segment, but how many do they end up removing from you?
Over 20.
20 of these embryos.
What the doctor explained is that they had been a cluster and something triggered them to kind of explode and put pressure internally, and that's what made them flare up. Something triggered them to perhaps they started trying to grow something, but they had been there for years, and all of a sudden, now these foreign bodies, these embryos, wanted to come out almost in a Sigourney Weaver type way.
Jeez. Haley, Allison Ramsey, our guest. Stay tuned. We'll find out what happens next right here on the Paranormal 360. Welcome back to the program. Man, 2 hours is just not enough time. Let's get this show into a 4 or 5 hour. Let's just take over Sundays, Jonathan. What do you think? Should we just open up at noon and close at midnight every Sunday?
That is above my pay grade, sir.
Our guest tonight is Haley Allison Ramsey, and we're talking about her alien encounters. And if you've been listening, holy cow, what a revelation. So Haley, having dealt with aliens since a very early age and up into her teens, is suddenly now aware that she has a lump that has developed on and around her backside. She goes in when this gets to the point of unbearable pain and is mortified to find that when the doctor opens her up, implanted within her are at least 20 embryos. That's the word you used, correct? Embryo.
That's the word the doctor used.
So he didn't say, yeah, you've got a nasty little cyst here or a bunch of ingrown hairs. What he's saying is these are embryos.
Correct.
And they're not, he's not in your fallopian tubes. He's not in your lady parts. He's in the meat of your backside.
Correct.
They've planted something there.
So I'm not sure if the aliens missed the mark when they were trying to find my fallopian tubes, but for me, what I was suspecting is that perhaps they were putting them somewhere for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of going back to when I was about 16 and I was trying to recall, I was very disturbed by these encounters at this time. I was trying to understand what it was that they were speaking to me about in those earlier encounters with the Greys. Why couldn't I remember the conversations?
Right.
What was it that I couldn't remember? So during one of the regression sessions that I had with a clinical hypnotherapist, what ended up coming up was, and this didn't really mean anything to me then. I didn't really understand it. But what I said under the hypnotist session with her was that I was part of them. And they referred to me as the connector. Now, this really meant nothing to me at the time.
Right.
And I thought, okay, sure, whatever, fine. I'm very skeptical. And so I thought, all right, we'll see if this ever applies to anything. However, when I went into surgery, my mom's standing there, and my mom has never believed in aliens. She's never been a believer in any of that. So when she's standing here watching the surgery with the doctor, who's very uncomfortable because I'm carrying on and saying, okay, it's fine. You don't have to take him out. You can leave him because I'm feeling him cutting into me. I'm completely awake for this whole thing. Not fun. Don't recommend it. But he has to cut pretty far into my backside. He's plucking them out individually with forceps, which was just not a great time to begin with. So when he's removing them all, over 20 of them were extracted. And my mom asked him, what are those? He says, foreign bodies. And my mom said, how did they get in there? And he said, it appears that they were injected because there is an injection site. And this is the doctor, the general surgeon of Jacksonville, speaking.
Right.
And she said, are they embryos? And he said, they appear to be embryos. And he explained that what happened and what caused the inflammation and the pain was that they had been clustered together just like a big ball. Something triggered them to explode internally and push, which is what caused all the pain and inflammation. Now, I don't know what triggered that, but it had been weird that I had been around other experiencers at the MUFON Field Investigator Boot Camp that were all sharing their stories about having implants. Now, whether they all had implants or not, I don't know. I'm not certain as to that. I just know my own medical experience.
So you might have been part of the hybridization process. Like they're planting these seeds. We've heard so many people say women that have felt like they've had their ovaries removed,
mm-hmm.
and have later found or have encountered their offspring aboard these craft. It's interesting because are they taking embryos, implanting them in healthy human subjects so that that embryo can absorb enough human DNA so that when they do implant it, it can grow into a sustainable hybrid life form? I mean, that sounds the most plausible for what is being described here, right?
Well, it seemed like this must be part of some colonization plan.
Right.
And I was just being some type of
surrogate mother.
Exactly. And what was the plan? Were they going to come in and take them from me? I don't know what exactly the plan was. Was I meant to have them removed this way? But what I can tell you is they were sending them off for testing because they were so anomalous. And when they were sending them off for testing, I said to my mom, I said, Mom, if this is just some strange anomaly that has nothing to do with anything extraterrestrial, we'll get test results back and it all makes sense. But I said, I guarantee you, if there is something not right, if there is something extraterrestrial with this, they're going to give us some bizarre excuse as to why they don't have an answer, whether they lose the specimen or something. Something is not going to add up,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you. So, of course, we go back in a week later. We're supposed to get results a week later. And lo and behold, what do they tell us? Just take a guess.
Somewhere in transit, we lost the samples.
That's correct.
You know how many times we've heard that story in these abduction scenarios where people have removed the piece from them and suddenly it vanishes. There's no proof. It's enough to make you, right, okay, here's something fascinating. Here's the proof of what's been going on. And then it's taken away from us and we're not able to go further. Did you ever have any visitations from men in black or government officials that wanted to talk to you about what was extracted from you?
No.
Nothing. Nothing that you're aware of.
No. And, you know, I do find this interesting. My dad had, before he passed away, my dad passed away in 2019. But before he passed away, he had put some type of device on our house. And we lived out in the countryside at this point on a horse ranch. He'd put some type of device that actually prevented you from being able to find our address on the satellite. So it was if our house and our address did not exist, and he told me it was because he didn't want to be found. And I found that kind of bizarre, but I mean, knowing his work with the military and everything that he did, I was just like, okay, you know, that's a very John Ramsey thing to do. I'm not going to really ask questions about it. But in a way, maybe he was protecting all of us, you know, but who knows? That was just something that came to mind. The other thing that the hospital told us is that they had tried to run a test in-house in the hospital and that the results came back that were, I'm trying to remember the word they used. It was basically it was unrecognizable, or they couldn't come up with any matching results for any type of DNA from the embryo. So,
wow. Did you ever, after that, take a pregnancy test just to see if your body was showing signs of being pregnant?
I did, and I wasn't.
Stay tuned. We have one more segment together. We'll take it up to current day. What's been going on in Haley's life? How has this impacted and affected her? How would it impact and affect you? Let me know your thoughts. Dave at paranormal60.com. That's my email, dave@paranormal60.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back with Haley right after this. Welcome back to the program. This is it, our final segment with Haley Allison Ramsey. Again, we have a link for Haley on today's program guide so you can keep up with Haley, the work she does. And she is a tremendous speaker, as you can hear, and historian. And she also leads amazing travel adventures around the globe. So check out her website. Haley, this is going to go by fast. You're brought to the hospital. They immediately remove 20-some embryos from you. I know you told me off air, right? Your mom actually asked if you could retain one of them.
Yes. My mom was wanting to keep one of them and they actually refused.
Which is strange because I've had surgery and I've had things removed. And even in some instances when I didn't ask to see what was removed, they showed it to me. You know, they had a little jar of whatever floating bone cartilage or chips or whatever that they've shown. But when I say chips, I mean bone chips because I dislocated my knee and broken bones. So that's what they were doing and not alien chips. But they've shown me everything. And I can't think of a time that you can't ask, I want to see that. And that they'd say, oh, no.
Their excuse was that it was a biological hazard because they didn't know exactly what it was.
Well, you weren't asking to taste it.
No, certainly not.
Right. So, I mean, a biological hazard should be a problem if it's out of the jar.
Right.
Wow. That's weird.
I got some strange excuses from them.
And I bet.
I'll never forget when we went back in and they gave us the excuse as to how, oh, you know, what we were able to test here in the hospital, the results came back inconclusive. We're not sure what it is. And what we sent off for further testing was lost in transit. We never got anything back, blah, blah, blah. My mother was absolutely raging. And keep in mind, she was the one that never had ever believed in aliens or anything like that. And I kind of just laughed to myself because I thought, you know what? This is absolute confirmation for me that this is nothing ordinary. This is not some normal biological anomaly of the human body. This is clearly something far beyond. And it makes me wonder, where did those embryos end up and where are they today?
Just, I'm going to throw this out there. Scott probably knows about the Freedom of Information Act. I would reach out to the government and just ask for any documents that have your name and birthday associated with them.
Not a bad idea.
Might be interesting to see who ended up with those embryos. I mean, they dug around and got 20 embryos out of you. They weren't doing it orthoscopically. He was just using forceps to pull these out.
Yes.
Are we sure all of them are gone, Haley?
No, actually, it appears just now there's still something there. And whether it was residual from that surgery or whether it has appeared more recently, I'm not positive because we didn't notice until the past 2 years that something has appeared here again. And actually, it sticks out like a circular disc, and it's a little bit rounder on the bottom, but you can actually get your whole hand around it, your finger around it, and there's now two insertion holes, and one's just a large gaping hole you can see straight into. And I mean, it's the exact size of a large needle. We even took a sterilized needle and placed it inside, and it goes right in.
All right. With your permission, time is running out on us here. We can buy home Doppler sets now that, you know, you can put the gel on your tummy and see your baby in your cervix, wherever it is, right? I'm a dad of 11 kids. I don't know where babies are stored. But it would be interesting. Would you be open to allowing us to do a scan of that to see what we might be able to tell is there?
Absolutely. And this has been something that Scott and I have been speaking about over the last couple of weeks. I've been really wanting to see what we can do in that regard to get more information and data on it.
All right. We will keep in contact, obviously. We're friends. We'll see what we can uncover. But will you be willing to come back with us if we do uncover more strangeness?
Absolutely.
Okay. Unless I get abducted suddenly because I've shown an interest in this, run.
Okay.
Run.
Will do.
Go back to the house that's blocked from GPS. What an amazing story. How does this – about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left here together. How does this impact you as of today? I mean, this is a long period of your life that has been kind of entrenched in this. Do you feel violated? Do you feel or do you feel like I'm okay with this? Because you don't seem like I'd be panicked. I'm a neurotic idiot anyway, but I would just, you know, I'd be Woody Allening hypochondriasm like to no end. You seem very calm about all of this.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily calm because I believe that this is something that has happened to me against my will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I feel that I've never given permission for. And I don't think I would be all too bothered if it was something that, hey, these beings sat down and discussed with me and said, hey, this is the plan. This is what we want to do. Would you be a willing participant in this if I understood fully what was going on? But because it wasn't done that way and it was done entirely against my will, I do feel.
Or was it, as you brought up, intention and permission, all those conversations that you had with the aliens that you don't remember, did you give permission?
That's the ultimate question. I truly don't know at this point. But why wouldn't I remember those discussions? Why was I running? Why was I so afraid of them?
You were a child at the time dealing with these things and trying to shut down what was going on. But it's chilling. It's like I said, like no other story I've ever heard, especially with the evidence that's been left behind. And we've got to figure this out, right? We've got to check this out, see what we can uncover. You know, this might be the next key to understanding our place in the universe, right? I don't believe for a moment that we're alone, and you have to adapt. You have to alter. The concept has been that we are part alien already. We've always been here. And maybe your father telling you, oh, there's no such thing as aliens, maybe he was being honest with you. Isn't there's nothing extraterrestrial from out there. Maybe they've always been here. And in order to adapt and make the next moves, they need us. And that may be that you're part of that next line, that next lineage. And there are parts of your story we didn't even get a chance to touch on tonight that might open up that concept. What I'd like to do is, if you have questions, thoughts, ideas about this concept, email me, Dave at Paranormal60. I'd love to have you back because I do think there might be something regarding your genealogy that would be fascinating to reveal if you're open to it at some point.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot that we didn't even get to touch on
right,
in that regard.
I wanted to cover this aspect of the story and see what we could uncover. Tonight, we step beyond the reaches of comfort and into the shocking reality of alien encounters. Haley Allison Ramsey's story isn't just another UFO sighting. It's a shocking firsthand account of abduction, lost time, unexplainable implants. Are these experiences random, or are they part of the next evolutionary step for mankind? Keep your eyes on the skies, my friends, and your mind open, because the truth is coming. Until next time, stay curious, stay aware, and stay tuned to the Paranormal 360 with Dave Schrader.